Hello, welcome to another episode of Ask Minister Yo. On today's episode, I want to discuss a letter that I received from a married lady. And I'll paraphrase it for the sake of time. She is married and she is frustrated in her marriage. She wants to get a divorce. Now she says that her husband refuses to change. He does good a couple of days and then he goes back to his old way of doing things. He is refusing to go to counseling, refusing to read books, refuses to go to a coach. He is old school in that he doesn't feel like anybody can tell him what to do in his marriage. And so she's frustrated and she wants a divorce. And she said that she wanted me to give her one reason to stay. Wow, that's a lot. And I won't be able to completely address all of this in the little time that I have for this episode. So I want to encourage you to reach out to me and set up a personal counseling session. You can do that on my website. Go to www.yolandabethay.com and you can set up some personal one-on-one time. So I can really dive deep because there are a lot of things I need to know in order to tell you specifically what works for you. And I don't have all the details here in this letter, but I will do my best to try to answer this question. So the first thing that I would say, if she was sitting in front of me, I would ask her, do you still care? And if the answer is yes, I would say you're not ready to leave yet. Because if you care, if he sleeps in his car or sleeps in a bed, then you still care about him and you don't need to leave just yet. Secondly, I would tell her to pray, specifically ask God what it is he wants her to do in this marriage, because maybe, God is going to fix the situation down the line and he just needs her to be patient and get out of the way so that he can deal with her husband. And thirdly, I would say, you go to counseling. You talk to a therapist. You talk to a coach. You talk to someone about how you're feeling, what you're experiencing, what's going on in your marriage, and if it's not toxic. And if he's providing and it's not toxic, I would say stay a little longer, pray about it and see what God says. I don't know if the issue is a lack of skills or if the issue is he just doesn't care. If the issue is he doesn't know how to be a husband, then that's something that can be fixed if he was willing to take a class, read a book, he could learn how to be a better husband. But if the issue is it's all about him and he doesn't really care how you feel, what you think, what you say, then That may be a situation where you need to separate yourself for a while, not necessarily divorce. I would say give it some space to see. Because sometimes there are those people who mistreat us because they take us for granted. And once we're out of their lives and they realize how important we really were to them. And so maybe a separation may do you good. I don't know if you have children or not. You didn't address that in your letter. And I know sometimes women feel like they need to stay because they have children, even though they're not happy. But I try to counsel them against staying just because you have children, because if you're not happy and if he's not treating you well, what you're teaching your son is this is how women are treated. And what you're teaching your daughter is this is how a man should treat you. It may not be your intention to teach them that, but more is caught than taught. And we have to be careful of the signals we send our children about how we allow people to treat us and how we treat other people. That's a side journey that was for somebody. That wasn't in my notes. So there's a lot to unpack with this letter. I wouldn't advise a divorce right off. Maybe a separation, maybe separate for a couple of weeks and do some individual counseling and try to wrap your head around anything that somebody outside of the situation can look in and see. Any red flags that somebody who's not emotionally invested can look in your situation and see that this may be an issue. Let's try this. Let's work on this. And it could be you, it could not be him. And so, it's two sides to every story. And I don't want to give the impression that all the problem may lie with him. So I really would like to discuss it with you privately. So if you would reach out to me, that would be wonderful. And for more content on marriage, you can go to my YouTube channel at Coach Yolanda B, where I discuss relationships in more detail than I can get into in this platform. So if you're interested, if you've enjoyed this and you want more information, just hop over to my YouTube channel and check out some more free content. That's all I have for today. Until next time, go in God.